Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Back at the end of February, the Waterloo Blackhawks came from a 3-goal deficit to rally past Fargo for an overtime win. 4 goals, though, proved to be too much at Shields Arena on this Friday night. The Hawks get back within one after trailing 4-0, 4-3 the final, as the Force head to the Blackhawks. And time to give you the details about it with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Force with the game's opening goal at 5:20 of the first period. Brett Link got lost at the Blackhawk blue line. Hawks did not keep track of where the Force's goal scorer from Thursday was after he'd scored twice against the Blackhawks in the opener of this weekend series. He was able to get a long stretch pass and come in one-on-one against Jack Spicer before the Hawks could react, and Link slipped in the game's first goal at 5:20 of the first period. He was assisted by Max Swanson as well as by Camden Shasby. The Force went to a power play, did not score, but just after the power play ended, then Fargo made it 2-0 at 8:43 of the first period. The puck swiped by Brett Link. He got it to Anthony Mangini, and Mangini lifted a shot under the crossbar over Spicer's shoulder to make it 2-0. Mangini from Link at 8:43. And then the Force extended their lead to 3-0 with a power play conversion at 10:41. The puck moved from the left wing boards across the high slot and into the right circle, blasted toward the net by Werner Miettinen and inside the post at Jack Spicer's right. The goal for Miettinen on the power play, assisted by Bozer and Swanson at 10:41, and the Force were up 3-0. That score held until there were less than 5 minutes to go in period number two, when the Force could not convert a penalty shot opportunity for Cole Knubel. Looked like the Hawks had dodged a bullet, but just a minute and 20 seconds after that, the Force did make it 4-0. Jacob Stender's shot from the right point hit a Blackhawk in the slot, ricocheted past Jack Spicer and in. Stender credited with the goal from Camden Shasby and Owen Mellenbacher, and it was 4-0 with less than 3 minutes to play in the second period. But the Blackhawks' rally was on before the period was over. Pulling to the offensive zone, left wing circle, shoots and missed the net. Off the end glass, it comes back to Lindbergh. Put it in front, Hong a redirection, he scores! James Hong tipped the shot by Lindbergh, and the Blackhawks get the goal back that they had allowed just a couple of minutes earlier. 18-13, the time of the score for James Hong, his 13th goal of the season, assisted by Gavin Lindbergh and Garrett Shifsky, and that made it 4-1, and the Blackhawks weren't done. They'd get another before the period was over. 10 seconds left in the period. Hawks get onside. Thorson flips it across the line. Here's Connor Brown. He shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Back within two on a shot by Connor Brown that beat Castro between his blocker arm and body. And the Blackhawks, with 4.3 seconds left in the second period, tilt the second period in their favor.
Brown's goal making it a 4-2 game just before intermission. 8th goal of the season for Connor Brown, and the Blackhawks were back to within two. Brown was assisted by Gavin Thorson and Sam Rinzell with 4.3 seconds remaining in period number two. Waterloo would get the only goal of the third, but it took a long time to generate it. It came after a fruitless Fargo power play, but the rest of the period played 5-on-5, Hawks generating a lot of chances, finally getting one to go with an extra attacker on the ice and just under 2 minutes left to play.
Robertson keeps in a clearing attempt. His wrist shot is blocked. Comes down for Lindbergh. Reloading Robertson. Now Matika, one-timer deflected. Loose puck. Waterloo scores! Here come the Hawks! Matika didn't get all of it. It was a fluttering chance bouncing toward the net and redirected by Anton Castro, and the Blackhawks are back within one at 18:03 of the third period.
Gavin O'Connell with the goal for the Blackhawks, assisted by Matika and Ben Robertson. So O'Connell's 16th of the season on the redirection. Matika and Robertson the assists at 18:03 with an extra attacker, but the Hawks could not get a second 6-on-5 goal in the time that remained and fall 4-3. Two power plays for the Blackhawks. They were both in the first period. Waterloo did not score. The Force had two first-period power plays plus one in the third. They finished 1-for-3 in the game. Waterloo outshot the Force 18-9 in the third period. They also had an edge in the second, and after being behind in the shot totals for much of the first, came back to even up that period, ending up outshooting Fargo by the count of 45-28. Jack Spicer takes the loss with 24 saves. Anton Castro picks up the win with 42 stops. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Have toilet troubles? Master them with help from the number one toilet repair brand worldwide, Fluid Master. Easy to install and built to last, both consumers and plumbers trust Fluid Master products from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. There to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Waterloo won on Thursday. Fargo wins on Friday. And so Saturday is the rubber game of this three-game series between the top two teams in the USHL Western Conference.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.